USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian is weakening and turning out to sea, but it was strong enough to flood some homes on North Carolina's Outer Banks with a fury that even took storm-hardened residents by surprise, forcing people to climb into their attics and onto their roofs. Hundreds were feared trapped by high water, and neighbors used boats to rescue one another. Medics and other rescuers rushed to Ocracoke Island to reach some who made the mistake of defying the mandatory evacuation orders along the 200-mile ribbon of low-lying islands. The winds are now down to 90, much weaker than what hit the Bahamas when the winds reached over 180 miles an hour and have already been credited to killing over 30 people. Stocks finished with only a slight uptick this week. The S&P 500 inched up 2.7 points to 29.78. The Dow Jones Industrial up 69 points to 26.797. And the NASDAQ down 13 to 81.03. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More tributes to former Confederate heroes are being taken down. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties, including trade conflicts, and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Medical experts are now calling it a cautionary tale about the need to eat healthy foods. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A British teenager goes blind from what experts say was a lifelong junk food diet. Dr. Denise Aton, meeting the 17-year-old 2 years ago at Bristol Eye Hospital, saying his eyesight had been deteriorating already for years. The teen told the doctor that he was always a fussy eater and that he lived on a diet of French fries, potato chips, white bread, and processed ham slices. She diagnosed him with nutritional optic neuropathy and says she hopes his story will be a cautionary tale to others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A severe lung disease linked to electronic cigarettes and other vaping devices has doctors across the country scrambling to diagnose and care for those patients who are now struggling to breathe. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now say the number of vaping-related illnesses jumped to over 450 cases in 33 states and are cautioning people about using any e-cigarettes, especially those bought off the street. Five vaping deaths related to respiratory illnesses were reported this week. Health officials in California, Indiana, and Minnesota each announced one death in their state. Two other deaths in Oregon and Illinois were previously disclosed. The announcements come amid new recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that people stay away from the vaping devices while investigators work to pinpoint exactly what's behind the illnesses.